This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to the program. Zach brought something to my attention.
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
No, well, hey, whoa. Let me get some credit here, okay?
I said you brought something to my attention, and you're right. And I forgot about it, and so he corrected me on something. Go ahead.
The irony of the 4th of July, our most patriotic day, and yes. What does Seth decide to do? Play a bunch of Canadian Rush.
The Canadians.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, they had their Independence Day this week, too.
Yeah, but see, who cares?
Yeah.
Independence from what? You know, that's the issue. Independence from what?
Same country, different tyrant.
All right. It is that time. We would be remiss on this 4th of July if we didn't give back to the audience. And so it is with great pleasure that we go down the hall and bring back the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right. This is the segment where we answer all of your very important emails that you have sent to us. And of course, the address for future email, seth.mila@wsau.com. It's good that, Zach, you're here with us this morning because it's nice to have maybe the youthful input.
Maybe.
On some of these questions instead of the old crusty input that Tom usually brings in.
Oh, okay.
But you're aiming at me there.
No. All right, so here we go. The first letter comes to us from Janice. And Janice, I'm sorry, we didn't get to this a little sooner. She's asking a question about today. So Janice, hopefully you're listening and we can answer your questions so you'll be able to make a decision. She says, gentlemen, I've been seeing a new guy for about a month now, and he's been really open about letting me into his life. Perhaps a little too open. This weekend, he wants me to meet his family. They're having a huge 4th of July party, and he wants me to meet his parents, his sister, and his nephews. I think it's incredibly sweet, but I don't know. Is it too soon? Been dating for a month, and the guy is like, hey, Janice, why don't you come meet the family? Apparently, Janice is a little upset about this. Let's run it around the table and get some expert advice for Janice. What do you think, first of all, Larry? You're going to let you run off first.
You're asking a guy that's on his third marriage? That's
really?
Funny. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you, my friend.
I would say go ahead and meet the family.
Meet the at a month end, you don't think it's a problem. You don't think he's moving too fast.
You're not introducing each other as the future
ex-wife,
or the future bride and groom. You're just meeting the family.
Meeting the family. So you're saying it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do you say, Zach? You're the younger. Well, are you currently dating? Do you have a girlfriend?
Speak up.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah, I understand.
Huh?
I understand. We're gonna leave my personal life out of this.
Oh.
No. That doesn't work here.
There is someone out there that could be listening that is eager to hear the status update.
Should I go on Zach's Facebook page and find her?
I believe we should.
Good luck. Honestly, I don't see too big of an issue with it.
You don't think it's...
Because it's the 4th of July. I mean, if that's what he's doing... Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to be hanging with the family, and he wants her to be a part of that experience. So I think that there's nothing wrong with inviting her out there, because, I mean, otherwise, what else is he going to do that day?
Right. Okay, that's a good point. I don't know. It depends on, again, this is an issue that it kind of depends on where the relationship is. Some relationships are very surface at a month, and it's like, oh, so how's the weather? That kind of thing.
Well, you could have trouble if you don't take her, too, because if you leave her out of what
she
you're doing,
you're
she
ashamed.
Thinks you're not
double-edged
proud
sword.
To take her anywhere.
Janice, I'm going to say, yeah, it's not an issue. Go ahead and go. Pay attention about how maybe it's a good time to ask the family, so how many times has he brought other girls to family events and so forth? Maybe maybe you get the mom drunk a little bit and find out all the embarrassing stories.
Oh, yes. They do that.
All right. Marvin writes to us. He says, my wife and I have got two kids, one a year old and a three-year-old boy, and they're great kids. But for some reason, my wife likes to dress them up in humiliating outfits. For example, Easter, they had a ridiculous bunny costume. Ah, like in A Christmas Story. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And for the fourth, she's buying them these horrid stars and stripes uniforms. My son is three, but I can tell he hates it. And I don't want these pictures to embarrass them when they're older. Why do people dress kids in cutesy, humiliating outfits? Should I tell my wife to stop? Marvin, you're 40. Really? You're asking us whether or not you should tell your wife to stop. All right, gentlemen, we're going to run around the room real quick. What do you say?
I say that telling the wife to do anything is dangerous.
Yeah, that's you've got experience at that.
Yes, I do.
I have never been married, so no, I don't have any experience in that. But I will also
you've had girlfriends.
I will also agree with Larry. That's an issue.
You don't tell.
Right? No telling. Asking is the best policy.
I think Marvin, you're missing an opportunity here. I think you can work this to your advantage. I'm going to make some assumptions that your wife is an attractive woman. So what I would say, Marvin, is go ahead and let her dress the kids up any way she wants, and then you go shopping and bring home an outfit for her that you want.
Hey, now there's an idea.
You do a little trade-off. Say, okay, listen, I'm not really happy about you dressing up the kids, but we can work something out. Here's a little something I bought for you. No, that's all of it. That right there. That's the outfit. And I say compromise. Marvin, I say compromise. Anybody have a problem with that?
Compromise here on the greatest compromise of our nation. What am I trying to say?
I really don't. Are you drunk?
Maybe.
Okay. The last one comes to us from Trisha. Trisha's 34 years old. She's a gentleman. There's your first mistake, Trisha. Anyway, I've been going to a psychologist for 2 years, and I always see the same cute guy in the waiting room. We talk whenever we cross paths, and the other day we finally decided to meet for drinks. Everything went very well, and there was a lot of chemistry. It's obvious we're both interested in being more than just friends. But would it be weird or wrong to date a guy who's seeing the same therapist I am? I'm not worried about my psychologist telling him anything about me or vice versa. She's a professional, and I'm just wondering if I should go out with a guy who has so many issues he has to see a therapist. I'm sorry, Trisha, that's called hypocrisy.
Yes.
She goes, I know therapy is a pretty common thing. Am I being a hypocrite? Yeah, we've already established that. Is hitting it off with someone a good enough reason to switch therapists?
Well, the thing she has to remember is due to HIPAA, the Privacy Act, the therapist can't tell either one about the other.
I don't think that's even the issue here. That's a level of professionalism.
Right.
She said in her letter she's not concerned about, you know, her private information being told to this guy and this guy's information being told to her.
Why switch?
She's just thinking that maybe they shouldn't be sharing a therapist. Trisha, I think the issue that you have to come to grips with is, and he needs to do the same thing about her, what are the issues he's there for? Arson? Maybe thoughts of mass homicide? Are we dealing with somebody who's there because the courts are making him go to? Those are things. Now, if it's just, you know, the typical, I need somebody to talk to, some things out, maybe that's good for him. They both know how to communicate.
If there are places that you're going to meet somebody, I would say that the therapist's office is probably not that place. Just in general, because what it sounded like from the email was, yeah, she's not concerned that the doctor's going to tell him things about her, but
right.
more that he might have some things going on that she might not want to be a part of, and I think that that's a completely legitimate thing. So I would avoid, as much as they may have hit it off, I think I would avoid this one.
I think they just need to have an honest talk with each other,
yeah,
and disclose why they are there, and.
Right.
Because sharing the same therapist is no big deal.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Couples see the same pastor for counseling all the time.
Good idea. All right. So, Zach, what you're saying is meeting at a therapist's office is not a good idea, but drunk at 2 a.m. in some greasy bar, that's the better way to go?
No.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
The 4th of July is the same every year. My neighbors drink themselves into a coma while their kids run around with explosives. Last year, the ambulance came and went, and they never got out of their lawn chairs. I guess it's all about independence. Independence from the British, independence from tyranny, independence from parenting. To me, it's just another day. Only instead of working, I'll be standing on my roof with a garden hose. It's not exactly a pet-friendly holiday, either. As soon as the sun goes down, you have to lock them in the basement or they go insane and head for the interstate. Of course, I have to do the same thing when my grandpa comes to visit.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.